What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I took a little hiatus over the summer, so we're just doing one podcast a week, and I choose the most important one, which is all things microdosing. I'm a fan. I'm a complete fan. If you are not in my Facebook group, go to my Facebook group, Listen Bitch. My friend Holly shared some things in there this week. I saw like microdosing is on the news. People are talking about it everywhere. There's some microdosing with moms groups, and this stuff is everywhere. So I don't ever just want you to take my word for anything. I want you guys to do your research, find other people, and really literally search for your own truth. I'm obsessed with it. A little bit of housekeeping. You guys can find my books at onceuponatimebitches.com. You can also sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com. My hiatus has kind of extended there as well. I haven't really sent anything out, but if I am going to send anything or anything's happening or going on in my life, like I am taking this incredible product that is massive appetite suppressant. Like I'm shrinking. I am shrinking. The scale is moving. I am obsessed. So things like that. I've got a new collagen product that I'll probably share with you guys. I'm getting that any day in the mail. I want to try it before I go ham on it. Because y'all know I'm honest. I'm not gonna share some fluff with you. If it's not an amazing product, I'm not gonna talk about it. But I'm trying it. I'll try anything once. I actually ordered a fuck ton of it, so maybe we should do some giveaways. We'll see how that goes. I do post journal prompts in that Listen Bitch Facebook group, so make sure you're in there. And then what was the final thing? Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. I get it. I do. I know you guys are missing. I usually do them 5 days a week. And summer's just crazy here. I am the mom of six. If you're new here, I know I get a lot of people from TikTok coming over this direction. Thank you guys for your support. If you're new here, I am a mom of six, homeschool. My girls are home from college. I've got a little one in sports. I've got a bartending gig that I do 3 nights a week, and I've actually been helping them out a little more. And that's how I spend time with my girls. They work at the same place, so it's pretty cool. I get to see them outside of this. Otherwise, I mean, they have to work, right? They're starving college students. This is their money for the year. And so I get to see them a little more the more I volunteer to work. But we're having a great time. Everyone's happy, feeling good. Today's microdose day for me. I was hoping to have a conversation on a Zoom. I found this incredible group, like it's a podcast group, and you can talk to each other about being a guest on each other's shows. And I had it set up to have a conversation with a guy who's been microdosing forever. And he goes around everywhere talking about it. And he stood me up today. So this is one of the reasons, like, if you've been listening from the beginning, you know I go back and forth with like, should I bring guests on? Should I not? Y'all, I think people are flaky as fuck. And the only person I can depend on is me, right? Like, I know I'm going to show the fuck up and do it. That's why, today's podcast was a little late, but it's still here because I'm not going to ditch you guys. Okay. Even through technical difficulty, I will just fucking re-record. I'll do whatever it takes to get a podcast up for you guys. So just sucks. Flaky, flaky ass people. But, I want to kind of go into the science talk of psilocybin again before I just kind of, tell you guys how I see the changes shifting in myself. And the fact, I mean, I keep my husband knows, okay, his dad is microdosing. He's seeing a difference. And my husband's kind of dragging his feet. I'm telling you guys, like, he sees the change in me. He sees the change in people around him, and he's still a little resistant. And that's not his fault. Okay. This is what happens. The reason I think you're like psilocybin deficient. That's what I think is wrong with the world. That's why you're living in these anxious thoughts. That's why you're feeling that depression. That's why you're in a cycle of just not going anywhere. You're not even motivated anymore. I'm going to give you some tips on self-motivation after we have the psilocybin conversation, because it's something that the tips I'm going to give you pair this with microdosing and you 10x your fucking life. That's it. Like, you just move yourself to a whole different vibration. And that's our point. You don't like where you are. You're choosing that vibration. Your brain starts getting caught in just automatic programming. It's just running on fucking autopilot 99% of the time. that's not healthy for you. So when I talk about magic mushrooms, I'm not talking about, you know, the altered perception. I'm not talking about the tripping. Okay. I'm just talking about a little dose of it, microdose. This is how you're going to change your mood. It's going to shift your consciousness, and it's changing. The science part of this is that it literally is changing the way that neurons communicate with one another. It binds to serotonin receptors in the brain. Okay. The binding leads to an increase in like your serotonin levels, which can alter the functioning of neural circuits in your brain. Serotonin, it's a neurotransmitter, and this plays a key role in regulating your mood and your cognition. And changes in serotonin levels can affect the perception of external stimuli. Okay. It increases the connectivity between different regions of your brain, especially the ones involved in sensory processing and the ones in with the emotional regulation and self-reflection. Studies have shown that psilocybin leads to a temporary breakdown in the default mode network. This is where your brain's on autopilot. This is where you get so comfortable that you're afraid to try new things and you're not even sure that you want to feel different, even though you're fucking miserable where you are. You still get in that default mode process, and you've just lost faith. You've lost that little bit of faith in you that there's something more out there, and that fear of the unknown. Your brain is so comfortable, and baby, it wants to keep you safe. Okay. It wants to love you. Your brain is magic. All the ways we think that it's our enemy, it is not. Okay. It is not. It wants to love you. It wants to keep you safe. So default mode network, it just took all these messages that you've collected over the span of your lifetime, all your experiences, and it started building these conversations, and you kind of get yourself in a repetitive process, and your brain's like, I got this. I'm just going to keep doing this so that, you know, your body just keeps functioning the way it's supposed to function and you're happy. We get lost in that. We get lost in the autopilot, the DMN. That's the default mode network. My dogs are going crazy, you guys. Jesus. It's a network of brain regions that are active when the brain is at rest and not performing any specific task. Okay. So this is like you're just nonchalant, not doing the things. The breakdown here, this leads to a more fluid and flexible way of thinking. Psilocybin literally breaks down your default mode network. You're not on autopilot anymore. So this is where we start, you know, being open to something that's bigger than us, okay? Something that's bigger than us. And I get it. I respect that. There are people that don't believe in God, and I respect where you are with that. But for me, from my experience, what I know to be true is that having that faith and knowing that there's something bigger than me, I get to surrender to being a whole ass human. I get to surrender to everything I knew to be true. Like, we are powerful creators. We chose this. We are connected to something that has made everything in our environment so fucking perfect that if one molecule of air was off in our fucking atmosphere, we would die. Like, it is a perfect, perfect combination for everything. Our bodies, are you kidding me? This wasn't a chance. Okay. So I believe in that higher power, and having that connection makes me feel like I'm one with everything around me. Like, I feel my place in this world. And we get lost because some people are not feeling their place in the world. They're just stuck. They're stuck. But I microdose mushrooms. The science is showing that it has a profound effect on the way that neurons communicate in the brain. So this is going to shift your consciousness, to shift your mood. We're not talking about let's go get on some, you know, fucking antidepressants for the rest of our life and just be numb. Something that's magical for me when I'm microdosing is that I'm very aware of my emotions. I am very aware of my emotions, and I let myself express them always. Something about me, especially in my relationships, everything was the end of the world for me. Everything. Like, if my husband was not happy, okay, and this was like in, you know, towards the beginning of our relationship, but it's something that stuck in my default mode network. It was my auto response. He wasn't happy, I start freaking out and think, we're over. It's over. We have to break up. That I've always been a fight or flight. My shit is flight. Okay. I run, bitch. I've been running since I was fucking 12 years old. I've been running and I owned that. And even through the growth of our marriage, because we've come a long ways, like the, you know, God, I think we've been together for like 12 or 13 years or 12, or I don't know. He's the master. I don't fucking know. It's been a long time, over 10 years for sure. But I would say the last, you know, 6 years of our life has been an incredible shift, but I still had that fight or flight instinct. I still had that anxiety. I still had that, like, he's not okay, right? I've had to learn that I'm not responsible for his happiness ever. It's not on me. Like, that fool has to take care of his own shit, right? The same way that he is not responsible for my happiness. So we acknowledged that years ago, but I still would have that anxious, crazy feeling like it's the end of the fucking world. Like, we're doomed. If he's not happy, I'm like, oh my God, it's over. He's going to leave me, right? He's stressed out about the kids. He hates us. He wants to go. And like, my brain would do these things and I would be sick for days, you guys, like just not feel good. I don't go there anymore. I don't go there. He had a really, really rough night last night and I got off work and I gave him the space to talk about it. And I didn't feel any emotional baggage. I did not feel weighed down. I did not feel pressure to try to fix things. I just was aware of, like, he's coming into awareness where he is responsible for his happiness and he can see the pattern. He's in a pattern. He's in a rut. He's in the default mode network. And I didn't have to weigh that on myself, right? I can see his experience. I can love and honor him and hold him where it counts. But I wasn't like laying in bed thinking I had to pack up my kids and move out. You know, that's a huge shift for me. Little things like this, like subtle little things will come up and I'll be like, I don't do this anymore. I'm not reacting with anxiety and freaking out. I'm very calm. I'm not a reactive person anymore. I haven't been super overly stimulated and agitated. I'm back in, this is what, like week 3 for me on my next cycle of microdosing. If you're one of my clients, through microdose coaching, I tell you guys to go, you know, to do this for like 5 or 6 weeks. And then I want you to take 2 or 3 weeks off. Even in the 2 or 3 weeks, I can feel my brain trying to default to leaning into that anxiety, to just kind of like getting out of the moment. But then I have this whole connected awareness. And, you know, obviously I've got that faith. I'm in constant communication with God. We're the same. Like, we are, he is me and I'm him, right? We are that connected and everything around me is him, everything. And I feel that it's a comfort. It's like you walk around with this big bear hug embracing you. And I love microdose days because I've learned to feel the shift in my body. It's not a high. It's not something, because, bitch, I will tell you, I don't like feeling high. I can't stand it. I can't. That's the worst feeling for me. I cannot do marijuana. I can't do edibles. I can't do any of that shit. So if you're someone that just like, I don't want to feel anything, you really don't with microdosing. You don't feel anything. It's very subtle. But I do get this like warm sensation every time I microdose and I know that it's digesting through my system. I'm like, yes, there's that big warm hug. It's like a constant state of knowing you're being held. And so I have the freedom to lean into my current surroundings, like in this moment. And that's where you need to live. If you're not living in this moment, that's why you're feeling anxious. That's why you're freaking the fuck out. You're not in this moment. What can you do about anything that could happen in an hour or two from now? You could do nothing to control if there's a meteor coming from the sky to crush your house. So why would you spend the last 2 hours of your life worrying about it? You can't control it. So many times we're trying to control everything and releasing that control. This is where you're going to get a piece of that freedom, is releasing that control. And psilocybin releases that desire to control everything. That was huge for me. I am a control freak. I don't have the desire to try to control every situation or everything. My daughter just had a going away party for her best friend and she planned the whole thing. Everybody's coming over. Like, she did all the things, and I had no desire to try to control it, which is not like who I used to be. Okay. All the way down to the food and her cake, like all the things, she did everything. Everything. She did a really great job. And I was not anxious. I didn't give a fuck. I was there for the ride, right? Like, I wanted to experience and enjoy the celebration and the party. I had no worry. It's awesome. It is awesome to have that level of freedom. And it's helped me to be someone who is a little more self-motivated. Okay. Your mood is going to shift. Always. When you are microdosing, your mood shifts 100%. It's a euphoric state that I live in 99% of the time. And I'm open to choosing happiness. You can find motivation when you're in a good mood, 100%. And if you start focusing on the good things in your life, you fill yourself with gratitude, literal gratitude. And I feel like gratitude, it just pours out of me in my current experience because of microdosing. That's it. You can put me in any situation next to someone who is completely negative, and I will find the positive in any situation. That used to be a survival skill, but now it's coming natural to me. Always looking for that last little glimmer of hope to give you some reason to keep hanging on. I get it. I lived there for a very long time. And now I live in this place where I get to choose my happiness. I get to choose my perspective. Shit, things can happen, or I can find lessons and things that are going to help me grow, to help push me out of my comfort zone, to help remind me that I'm not living in the moment. And that's all I think of, like, when I start to get anxious thoughts and I'm thinking about, like, oh my gosh, I need to get this done. I need to do that. I take a step back and I'm like, what am I doing in this moment? In this moment, what am I doing? It's so good for your brain to just get task oriented and do the things. If you sit there worrying about the shit that you have to do, it's daunting. And you're tired. And you just keep getting yourself in this zone of the cycle of tired, energetic. Learn how to be a finisher. If you want to be someone who can self-motivate, on top of your shrooms, on top of your attitude of gratitude, on top of choosing happiness, you've got to learn to finish what you start. 100%. The old me, okay, as a writer, I have several books on my computer that are not finished. I have one book that is finished that needs work. And every time I start to think about those, I get tired. Because how am I going to feel enthusiastic when I have like half-assed books done, right? Stop quitting before you're done with whatever it is you're doing. Success breeds success. And you have to understand whatever you're doing in life. My husband and I started a new business. We started a power washing business. And he is working through just the general fear of putting himself out there. And what I've tried to tell him is this isn't going to be a perfect process. We learn as we go. We've never owned a business like this before. Okay. We've never done what we're doing. It's our first time. So expect the mistakes. The only people that aren't fucking up right now are the people that aren't doing shit. That's it. The more mistakes you make, the more you're going to learn. And they were always positive. Mistakes are always positive because there is always a lesson. Use it to your advantage. Stop beating yourself up over the past. That's it. You've got to focus on the now. I am going to remind you guys about nose breathing. I don't want you to be a mouth breather. Focus on that right now in the moment of just how do you breathe? In through the nose, out through the mouth. And if you are spiraling, focus on your breathing. That's a quick life-saving hack that has done wonders for me. Even I'm the kind of person that really had the Fitbit. I still do. Has the Fitbit where it's telling me my heart rate, my oxygen levels, like fucking everything, right? Because I'd be having anxiety and I'm like, okay, I'm dying. So I'd look and my heart rate is still, I'd be like at 80. I'm like, why are you freaking out, bitch? Why are you freaking out? I'd see I'm still breathing. But I never really focused on my breath. I want you to do that. And then you want to be motivated. You've got to focus on the result. It's hard to get started if you just sit there and think about the work that needs to be done. Focus on what happens after the job is done. My husband loves power washing. He likes the instant gratification. The more he can focus on that, the more motivated he is to step outside of his fear and to just go for it, right? You just have to put yourself out there. You're gonna fuck up, you guys. Honey, you're gonna fuck up. It's okay. It's a good thing. Find rewards, you guys. Find rewards for what you're doing. I know I'm shrinking. I'm staying committed to this process. My reward is literally going to be a new pair of jeans, right? I know what's coming. I'm going to get new jeans. I knew that before I started this. Not just because I need them, but because I, how fun, right? Fill your mind with things that are positive and uplifting to you. Get out of the news. No news, no TV, no bullshit. Read some fucking quotes from people that have achieved success. Read books from people that have conquered their demons. And move your body. No matter what, if you're feeling stuck, move your body. When I microdose every single day of my day, whether I'm microdosing or not, I stand out on the ground bare feet. Bare feet, there is an electrical charge. Go hug a tree. Literally hugging a tree brings you center. Loving on your pets, your animals. Like, I'm telling you, these animals have saved my life. We have a new Rottweiler puppy that I'm obsessed with. And I spend like a good chunk of my morning on the floor cuddling him every fucking day. Every day. And it's like serotonin immediate results, right? And the same thing with my cat. Every morning he comes in and wakes me up at 4 a.m. and I give him all the pets and loving, and it changes me. I sleep a little deeper, feel a lot better. It's a beautiful gift. So love on your pets. That's going to help your serotonin uptake. Basically, you just have to figure out what you want to do, why you want to do it, and what you're going to do at the end of it. We make everything so complicated, and it's not. It's just not. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to my Microdose Monday podcast. Get some mushrooms. If you need some help trying to figure out where to get them, I would say go to a weed guy. Go to a weed guy, or you can message me on Facebook and we can talk about all the shroomies, okay? And honestly, like, people are going on literal national TV, okay, talking about the fact they microdose, and guess what? The feds aren't showing up on their door. Okay. So you're safe. It's safe. This is not on their radar. Okay. They've got bigger fish to fry. Like, let's get the fentanyl off the streets, right? Naughty, naughty government. I'm sure they're the ones that put it there. Naughty, naughty government. So I want you to find someone, get some shroomies, start microdosing. If you need some help and direction, if you do find them and you're like, I don't know where to start, message me. I want to help you. I want you to have the greatest experience, because I think if everybody could just stop being, you know, psilocybin deficient, the world is going to run a lot smoother. 100%. I guarantee the shift in my life is not small. I say to everyone, it's a very subtle thing, but it's huge. It's huge at the end of the day when you are not killing yourself with worry. I stay connected. I give everything to God every single day. Whatever it is I can't handle, I give it to him 100%. And the mushrooms are just that gentle reminder, just showing me how connected we really are. He has me. I want you to feel that experience of being just wrapped up in a big bear hug. 99% of the time, I'm just in a bear hug embrace. I feel that. My energy reflects that. I want you to have that freedom. I love you, bitches. I'll see you next week.